very, very, very out of practice. I forget where everything is. Oh, and I forget I need this. I don't need this. I don't need this. Oh, yeah. Find my mark here. Yeah, it's all starting up. It's all coming back to me. I decided, I think, at one point that I didn't need the blue card or I need, there's too many things, for sure. There's too many things. Because now I can't even, I need, it's a juggling act. All right, well, what is happening is this, and that's Adam Ferrara's seat. He's not here this evening. He's on his way to Texas. We're going to talk about that. Back over here. My name is Jay Ryan. Welcome back to Late Night Playset. We haven't been in it for a long time. This is the first one of 2022, hence the confusion. I would now like to take this opportunity to ask you to please like and subscribe this channel. Based on what you've seen so far, it's going to be a hit. Everyone knows. We are back in the playset, and it's just the two of us. It's just the two of us. The Stiglet isn't here, and too many buttons for me. I gotta get back caught up on this. Anyway, it's Tuesday. It's January 18th. The missus is here. We're gonna be talking about. Oh, this is what we need to do. This is the top of show. Tonight on the show, we're gonna be talking about all of the dead celebrities. So many people we loved have died since we were with you last. We're gonna be talking about that. We're going to be talking about the new Magnus Walker show, which starts tomorrow. GVBC, some news with that. There'll be some solicitation for some new shows and new ideas and new things going on here that if anybody wants to be a part of, it's a great time to jump on board. We're finally getting the structure of it all worked out. So now is a great time. And with that, I think it's probably time to remind you all about Mrs. Ryan, what she looks like, et cetera, because it's been a long, long time. So let's start that portion of the program up now, shall we? Let's see who's here before we do that. This is the Magic Mirror portion of the program because I grew up with Romper Room. So who is here this evening? We've got, I saw Phyllis was here earlier. Manuel Carrillo is here. Let's see, wave at some folks here. A-plus Auto Body, Sebastian, 9-11 Anchorman, Billy's here. Robert Scott, some guy. What's up, Danny? Get some subbies, Carissable. They're all here. Hey, Sean, PCH Driver's here. Sean Winograd. Good stuff. All right, starting the show up right now. You trim your beard. You look great. And he did a shave. Everybody looks great.
What's up, you guys?
Must be here.
Oh.
first time in the bubbles, 2022. Hey, happy new year, everybody! Yeah! Wish I had something to throw. Here we go, I got perfect. Oh, I don't want to throw that. Yeah, I do. More confetti to add to the mix. Woo! Happy new year!
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I'll turn these off now. Some things don't change. Some things are exactly the same. Welcome back to the new and improved, same to you. It's much better for us. Studio 11, first show of 2022. And I would, oh, geez, sorry about that. And for the Instagram audience. And I would hardly even call it a show. This is really just the catch up. We just happened to be back in the studio. You see what I mean? There we are. There's a show. This is what you look like on a show. This is what our show looks like. $0 earned. Try telling your viewers about badges. Oh, thanks a lot. Yeah. Tell them. Go ahead. How am I supposed to do that? I'm letting everybody know right now. I don't know how to do that. Anybody else know about this? Estimated amount of money earned from badging could purchase. Oh, geez. I can't do this right now. This is all new. I can't do new stuff. Well, welcome back, everybody. 5 minutes in, it broke my brain. What are badges? Is that like Super Chat on YouTube? Because that reminds me. Let's bring up the YouTube chat in case that pops up. Oh, shit, there's people. Here we go. I see Wiener. They're back. I see Wiener. What do we have here? Brad Feltz. Yay. Boy, our people are really interesting, aren't they? Brad Feltz, you're back. Oh, wrong. You're so much here. So much here. But man, do I love everybody. Holy crap. I think it's like Super Chat. The charisma. Woo! Sweating already. Let's all take a breath, though. We figure out what the shit's going on around here, shall we? It's the Out of Control Show. Carissable bought a badge. Oh, heart. Oh, six estimate earnings. One badge, 69 cents. That's amazing.
Who knew?
I didn't know anything about it. I'm learning things. I don't know how to say this, but in my young adult life, nobody ever taught me about money or percentages or things like that. I heard about points, but I never really understood where on earth that went in my world. And nowadays, I understand that, oh, look at that. We get 69 cents on the dollar for whatever. She probably bought that for a dollar, I'm guessing. And there's probably some sort of like a 30% deal.
That makes sense.
Oh, but my math is off. Then it would be 66%. Yeah, all right. Well, I don't know anything. Back to not knowing a damn thing.
Way closer.
Oh, BCH driver bought a badge. You guys are amazing, but how are you buying things on Instagram? Is Instagram now connected to my credit card and I don't even know it? I mean, probably, right? Wow, that's amazing. All right, well, I'm grateful to both of you guys who bought badges, and now everybody else knows that they can too. No, we'll put this up here. No, look at this. Everybody knows. It's very transparent. This is like not Bitcoin. Well, it is Bitcoin too, but what's the actual thing that's based on? Blockchain. I don't even know that they're exactly the same, but
so
I think it is.
I don't even know anything.
What it means basically is your old world would never work because in the future world, it's public transparency. Everything, you can't be doing different stuff behind the scenes than what you say you're doing in front of scenes. And I'm not saying that you did that, but that is the nature of your old business. Do as do, and do as we say, not as we do. Anyway, in the future, in this blockchain world, it's all public record stored in everywhere, basically, I think. So like so somebody gives us, say right now, hypothetically, somebody gives us $1 million. All right, hypothetically, for more practical purposes, let's say somebody gives us right now $10,000, okay? Hypothetically. There's a record of that. Like when you see on Venmo or whatever, all those things are public. It's kind of the same sort of logic. So it can, there's no challenge. You can't, hey, where'd your money go? Oh, I spent it over on the thing. Oh, I don't know. It says right here that it went over to buy Weirdo's Pizza from, you know what I mean? It's a transparent world. Everything can be looked up. Right. So no sense lying, folks. That's actually a good lesson, everybody. In the future, there really is no sense lying because there's always a camera. There's always a thing recording somewhere. Lying is a very old, outdated thing. Speaking from somebody who used to lie a lot as a kid, like a lot,
as a kid. I got really good at it as a kid. It was a survival thing for me. I had divorced parents. It was always a different story. You know what I mean? Like, I just was living in a weird kind of place. And I developed this odd skill that sort of worked a little bit into young adulthood for a little while until everyone's like, oh, it sees right through you. They can see right through you. You don't realize you're even kind of doing it. You know what I mean? Because nothing really, it doesn't really matter. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Anyway, it's a very old, outdated fucking way to live because you can't get away with anything these days. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I told someone my old job doesn't exist and that didn't seem to resonate. And I was like, here's the thing.
The good part when you were, I'm sorry to jump in, but what you joined does still exist. What you wanted to be does still exist, but what your job turned into doesn't exist.
Well, it became marketing because we got paid by them. So that's totally different than what I did originally.
As a press agent.
Yeah, and that has a whole different connotation. And that's press agenting is more personal. Like, you have to know your subject better. Marketing is just like, here, buy this.
Mm.
Here's what.
Mm.
And when press agenting becomes that, all bets are off.
Especially at a time of like sort of social enlightenment a little bit, because I don't know what else to call it, but a greater awareness that not only your people exist, but that people are doing that. And then more people are able to see through it on a daily basis. So it's like the dinosaurs, it's going extinct. There is no way. Car dealerships was the same thing. That always used to be a back behind the scenes, backdoor kind of a deal. You know what I mean? Everybody would, whoever bought a car at the table in the showroom, nobody, you get turned over to the manager, you got to go to F&I and all the other shit. It's sort of the same thing. That doesn't exist anymore. Now everything's very transparent. If they sell you some sort of wax aftermarket product, they're going to tell you how much they make on it. You know what I mean? This is what it costs. This is how much we make. This is how much we pay the guy. It's all just sort of out there in the open.
It's way better for cars. Like, I dreaded buying car, like going to dealerships, because I knew that was a conversation that was going to be had, that I would win because I'm an asshole. But like, you can't spin a spinner, I always said. Like, yeah. So
you did always say that.
Yeah, so you can't go one over on me. So, like, what's your bottom line?
By the way, that's what it comes down to at the end of the day. Everybody's at that same place. What's the bottom line? Look, we all just got to get on with our day here. Living's hard enough these days. What's the bottom line? Oh, my gosh, 9/11 estimate earnings. Look at that. Hilarious. 4 badges for a total of 9/11, everybody. Isn't that hilarious? I don't know if it's hilarious, but it's a nice place to start, 9/11. For a Porsche-related show.
Pretty good.
You got your TLG Porsche service shirt right on there. Get your Porsche some TLC. Come on home to TLG. I know I said it wrong. I got it right in the jingle. Teresa's here. Hello, Teresa. Rox Montreal is here. Mark F. Medina's here. Mark F. Medina, I saw a photo of you at the... who posted it? Probably Sarah DeCarmen, I'm guessing. Anyway, saw a picture of you at the Porsche... banquet, the PCA banquet. Everybody looked lovely. It was nice to see people together. I guess we're separating again. I'm seeing pictures of Reggie checked into work today. Reggie, well, my new friend, Reggie, our new friend, comes to Breakfast Club now. He was checking into TV City, and it's back to COVID swabs and tests and all that stuff just to get in there. And a lot of people are working from home. Carol Leifer's doing, doing table reads and everything from home.
Nobody's... I saw that post. She posted about it. I didn't know it had gotten that far yet. But...
I didn't either. I saw New York had been doing the shows from home, like Ryan and whoever, Kelly Lee. What is it called?
Kelly.
Yeah, yeah. she, that was a Davism. Sorry. They're on their computers at home. You know, that's like a, man, that's a really much better, much better in person.
Oh, yeah. You need that.
I know.
Energy.
Yeah, because they're both great together. In fact, either one of them is great with anybody. And that's kind of why they're so great. And then you put them together and they're just power hosts.
When they're by themselves, they just talk and ramble.
There's no way to get it. You just can't get it. Sorry, Zoom. You just can't get it. Sorry, Future. You just can't get it. All right. Well, that was a big tangent on Mark F. Medina. Taylor Directs is here. Basic Chill Town. Shit, yeah. Basic Hilltown. Bozzy Chilltown. It's got to be Basic Chilltown, but Maybe that was already taken, so he dropped a C. Let me know what that is. Is it Bozzy Chilltown, or is it Basic Hilltown, or is it Basic Chilltown with one C? Oh. It'd be funny if it's something totally different. It's like, it's Bozzy Chilote to own. I don't know. Savina's here. So Mark and Mark. That was a terrible joke when I was a kid. What do you call a dog with a hair lift? No, what? Oh, shit, how's that go? I forget it. Never mind. Never mind. It was mean to begin with, I'm pretty sure. I don't get it. Ah, forget it. Somebody else told it to me, and I thought it was really funny at the time, but now that I'm an adult, I can't put the pieces together, and I go, ah, maybe it's not so funny. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Things I grew up thinking were, like, biblically important and make no sense, and I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Beppa says, boom and go. Maybe that's for you. Boom and go. Dreamin' TV. The Dream Team is back. Oh, that is very kind of you, the Dreamin' TV. Dream. It's either Dreamin' TV or Dreamin' TV. Only they know. I've reached 5 supporters. Don't forget to thank them. We are thanking you. Thank you. This is amazing. I didn't know some guy bought a badge. Oh, man. Not just some guy. Some guy in a 997. This is amazing. I didn't know any of this was possible. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to everybody. Okay, so start with this, right? Okay. Start with this. Get that going. All right. 20 minutes in. That's we're really running low on this stuff. I sent a text to our friends over at Tradecraft and Sticky Vape yesterday to see if we can go make a visit. we got loaded up pretty good because there was like we re-upped and then they brought a couple little bonuses to your birthday, but then the holidays, and then there was a lot to it. Like one, the holidays. I think we. It doesn't matter. Anyway. This is Ghost Train Haze. The mood is adventure by our friends at Sticky Vape. Our friends at Sticky Vape right over there, across the street. Right over there in the Arts District there. And Dual Shift is over there as well. And then the St. Clair building, they have a whole building. Things are going very well for St. Clair Insurance, thanks to the partnerships that we have here. So. Definitely, definitely, definitely. If you're definitely an excellent driver, you're definitely going to want to get some, definitely going to want some coverage for your toys. 10 minutes to Whopper. Yeah. That's probably not appropriate either. See, I'm imitating Dustin Hoffman in Rain Man, but he was, of course, acting as an autistic person. So now I am now just acting like an autistic person, but I'm not an actor in a movie. So it's now I'm back to, ooh, even though I'm just doing Rain Man, it's probably inappropriate. And I'm sorry, but I don't know how to live in this world yet. I'm still learning. So you help me. Is doing a Rain Man impression inappropriate or is it okay? And as you answer that, I will then direct our attention to the Somewhere in Tropic. What's it called? Somewhere in Tropic. Tropic Thunder? Somewhere in Tropic. Somewhere in Hawaii. They were filming Tropic Thunder while I was there. No joke. It's the truth. 4th of July weekend, 2007. The character that Robert Downey Jr. plays there is black and does a lot of
blackface.
The blackface the whole time, but he does a lot of like, it ain't okay unless you're black jokes. And like as his thing, and I can't remember, it's you never go full retard is the one.
That's the other
line I was going to direct our attention to. But what is he? Oh, it's what do you mean, you people? And then the actual African-American person in the cast says, what do you mean, you people? Oh, that's one of those movies everybody talks about. It's so funny, and I can never actually make my way through it because I always want to believe it's funny, and I'm going to get on board this time. And it was filmed in our paradise where we got married, our favorite place in the world. And I just can't do it. Anybody else?
Two things. I had a shirt that was that retarded line.
You never go full retard?
Yeah.
Because it was a press shirt that somebody sent.
No, I had it made. Justin made it. Because
MD, oh, for The Daily Show.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Jon Stewart had
for
it.
For something we did with MGM because they messed up so bad on a movie promotion.
You're kidding.
No. And me and the MGM publicist were like, we need to do something. So I had Justin make those shirts. And that movie to me was only funny because I didn't know Tom Cruise was Tom Cruise until halfway through. And I was
kidding. The movie producer with the. Everyone's laughing, and you're like, why is this funny? It's not funny.
I had no idea. I was at a press screening because I worked with Danny then.
Danny McBride.
Yeah, and I was next to a press agent who fucking knew what was happening.
But
I
know you.
Idea.
You were doing that, but you were also schmoozing, making sure everyone was taken care of. You were also on two phones. There's no way you could also be paying attention fully to the movie. I know you. I know what you're also saying. You're like, oh, look, I couldn't do everything. I also witnessed all that shit. There's nobody who could do everything, especially when you were getting MS. Throw that into the mix.
I didn't know, but it was. That's my funny memory of that movie. Otherwise, I don't really care.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, there's a couple movies like that because did you do it or did Craig? Now I will direct our attention over to This Is the End because I remember not only I covered that movie so much because of Craig, but was it you or Craig that actually then trademarked the shirt? Remember the song from the Take Your Panties Off?
It was Craig's management that did it, but I was involved through them, and it was the whole thing.
But they really did sell them, and they sold a lot of them.
They did, and I had to monitor everything we did because no one could say that line unless they were willing to pay for it, and so it became my job to monitor all that.
Oh, because he trademarked it. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Smart guy.
It was very funny.
I do remember that. In fact, I remember that. I would send you whenever there was a pirated T-shirt online, like on a Facebook group or something like that, I would send it to you guys, and you guys would get it yanked.
Because, I had to deal with it.
Because it had to be through the official channel. It makes so much sense. So much sense. Let's see. Corey Sabia is here. Any other bloke is here. It's not just for the boys and their toys. The coverage? No, it's for everybody. It's for the girls and their horses and their toys and their lawnmowers and their houses and their businesses and everybody else. And we'll talk about that in just a little bit. Bobby Hollandart is here. Tropic Thunder is the only accepted blackface ever. And even that one, dude, it made me uncomfortable when we were watching it like a year or two ago. I was like, I don't feel good about this. By the way, I felt that actually when it came out. I was like, man, I can't believe they're doing
this. We all
this.
Did,
this is
too.
Really.
We didn't talk about it in press at all because it was so, like, uncomfortable for people.
It would have started a thing about the movie before the movie even came out.
It's the whole thing of, like, don't become the story. And that would have been the story for everything.
Man. All right, now I guess we have to watch it again. I mean, that was before I met you. We met in 2010. So this was a Hawaii trip for 3 years prior, 4th of July. They happened to be shooting the movie, whatever. The crew was staying at our hotel. They weren't shooting at the hotel. But the hotel was home base for everything. So the trailers were there. Everything was there, right? Like hair and makeup, it was all there because they would do it. And then they would take them out to the locations around the island. And I know this island like really well, like a local, like really like a lot. And when we were at the hotel checking in, they were like, oh no, it's a movie. And then she started listing off the names of the celebrities in the thing. And Mr. Hollywood, Mr. Know-It-All. I was going, there's absolutely no way. I'm literally like, just kind of, yes. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Placating her. Cause I'm going, there's no way in hell all of these people are in a movie together. There just isn't. There's no way Ben Affleck and Tom Cruise and Robert Downey Jr. and then all these like other and Danny McBride and all these other weird guys that like had no business being in a movie together. And it turned out they were totally right. I was totally wrong. It's hilarious. Yeah,
that's hilarious.
And it had to be late at night in the hot tub at the hotel when the crew people would come back and they would be, oh yeah, no, I'm doing his makeup. Like, it's very real.
That is hilarious. I had to call her like every day.
Yeah. I told you. I mean, you know where it was. I've shown it to you a million times, but
that's funny.
Another place where you were with that we crossed paths.
Oh, yeah. So many times before we ever met, like the night we met and basically started getting married, whatever, basically. Like, I moved in with you. I wasn't living in this part of the country. I was living in Connecticut. But I met you, and I was already planning on driving back for a period of time for work. Flying back. And then I just did that and never went home. And so, basically, that is kind of true. We met, and I don't know. I guess that was when the world cracked open, and said, this must be That Porsche girl is here. Man, did we have fun at the museum the other day with Kit and Batmobile. Danny, you and I have to talk about that, by the way, because it's coming time for Cars and Comedy. We don't have a date, but we can kind of make one now. It's time to make one for Cars and Coffee at the Marconi, which will be happening in 2022. Okay, so there's so many things. Let's see. Adam Ferrara is not here tonight. Adam Ferrara is on his way to wherever I said before. What does it say here? Addison Improv. Here we go. Here we go. Let's see. Can I get a shot of this, Hal? Let's see how good we are. I don't know if we'll be able to do it. It's ridiculous that I'm even trying. It really is, because nobody gives a shit. Nope. 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 I thought this would work. I don't know why. I don't know why it does. Oh, because the Instagram audience is here. Right, and they're not normally here when there's a guest. And, well, whatever. Anyway. As if he was going to be here, I put his name up on the thing over here. Oh, there you can see it in the wide shot, I guess. I was going to plug him. I told him, I go, look, here's the show. Even if you don't show, we give you the plug anyway. And he's like, thanks a lot, pal. And anyway, Adam Ferrara is going to be here, we think, on February 3rd now. First or the 3rd. I think it's the 3rd. Whatever, the first week of February, he's going to be here instead. We're at the whim of people who actually make money on their appearances elsewhere. So he got a date in Texas. So I was like, sorry, pal. I was like, don't even apologize. I'm happy you're not sick. We were supposed to be back a week and a half ago or whatever, and 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks. Let's talk about that. Everybody got either sick or shit, who had the somebody had oh, okay. Started with Chris Kluel, right? We were supposed to close out, I think, whatever the heck. Chris Kluel got the flu and his car broke and everything all in the same week. So he ended up flying home early. Mike Brewer had COVID. Shit. Johnny Lieberman got exposed to COVID, so he wanted to quarantine with his family just to be safe. I think he's been fine ever since, testing negative, so I think he's totally fine. But whatever, that was one. And there was somebody else, I think, and I can't remember. The only one, like Magnus, he's like, I'm immune to everything, I'll show. So he was here, and actually he was here all through the break because we were recording his show and doing social stuff. All that because Adam Ferrara? I don't know. Dead celebs. All right, Betty White. That's the big one. That's the big one.
That's a big one.
There have been a bunch. Betty White was the first one. For me, just as big was Bogdanovich, Peter Bogdanovich, director Peter Bogdanovich. You probably remember him as from Sopranos. He was the therapist's therapist.
Right.
Remember with the glasses?
Yeah. I remember, can't remember her name. The
Dr.
glasses.
Melfi. Dr. Melfi's therapist.
Right.
But he gosh, directed director, some great right? movies. Yeah, and directed one of my favorite theatrical movies. No, that's not. How would you? Boy, that's not. How do you? Okay, how do you say a movie about theater? Noises Off. He directed Noises Off, which is a stage play,
that's
but
a
they
good
did a
question.
Movie about it. So anyway, he did that. It's one of my all-time favorites. It's a favorite of anybody who's ever done theater. All-star cast, incredible cast. I mean, like truly unfrigging believable cast. Let me talk about it. Christopher Reeve. John Ritter, Carol Burnett, Nicolette Sheridan was very good, Julie Haggerty, Michael Caine, Desmond Elliott, Denham Elliott, from Raiders of the Lost Ark, once got lost in his own museum, Marcus Brody. Anyway, it's great, it's all about the goings-on that happens when you do a touring show in theater, and it's not just like the accidents that happen on the stage and the mixed up props and stuff, but like
premise.
The relationships people get into and how that becomes a problem over time, etc.
That's
et
cetera, a great premise.
It's a hilarious. We did it in high school at the Wilton High School. It's a great stage production. It's a farce, French farce. Lots of doors, big set with lots of doors. You know, everyone's always in and out, popping out. Oh, lots of misunderstandings.
I love this.
Yeah, me too. So we should watch it. Jeff Schwartz here. It was great to see you at Breakfast Club the other day, sir. And we should talk. Let's bounce this thing over from Dead Celebs to Viewer Mail, and I'll just do Jeff's first since he's here. Ah, jeez, and some stuff I'll have to go get in a minute from the floor behind the desk. Okay, well, we got a wide shot here, so that's very nice. Here we go. Here it is. Lots of reading material. This is a new book. I don't know who this is put out by. Oh, it's Warp Speed. Oh, I self. Oh, this is amazing. Okay. Anyway, it's a look back, and by Zwart. But you see how this is. If you are a PCA member and you get the is it the Panamera magazine? Jeff Zwart has the last page in every single issue of that magazine. It's an image and usually a little thing. So this is a book. This is a book. Get something page by page. To the 111 crew, stay strong. That's Jeff Zwart to you.
Oh, I love Zwart.
So it'll be an image like that. And then the accompanying, Zwart commentary. And there's a whole mess of them in here because there's a whole mess of those magazines. And the photography is amazing because it's Jeff Zwart. Oh, Jezzy. Gotta love Jezebel there. Anyway, it's awesome. It's awesome. We're grateful to have it. Thank you, Jeff Zwart.
Thanks, buddy.
So that one. And if you are a member of the Motoring Club, or at least a fan of theirs, or if you just like cars and beautiful photography, the Motoring Journal. This is a new Motoring Journal. It's out. I don't know how you subscribe. I think you do it just by going to the Motoring Journal. Like it's on Instagram or .com. But if not, go to the Motoring Club and they'll set you up because it's all through the same deal there. Go over it. All Michael and his great ideas coming to life. Michael is like GE. Michael Rapetti is like GE. He brings good things to life. GE in the 80s was a company that made light bulbs. Light bulbs are what we used to use before LEDs. Drive all the things. Oh, this is by Rami. This is by our friend Rami Rambo. Rambo, who's probably here. He's usually here. This is a good one, too. Issue 6, Fall 2021, The Wagon Roll-In Part 2, Bentley Continental GT V8, Ford Mark 1 Capri, Nissan Z, and Mercedes-Benz 250C. All beautiful stuff. And this is put out, I believe, by our friends at Autoconduct. I think so. Beautiful photography, all good stuff. Get yourself one of those. We'll just stack them here. And this is a thank you that we did when we were doing the Instagram show, but or whatever, over the holidays. We just checked in on the, you know, on live on Instagram here. But this is something that I it means a heck of a lot to me. And it was a gift from a viewer of the show. And I believe his name is Mark Cohen, if I'm not mistaken. And I don't believe that has anything to do with the Walking in Memphis guy. I think it's a different guy. This one, however, the movie Ghostbusters was very big to me as a kid. You guys know I helped a friend of mine build the car. I used to have a proton pack. We've got some Ghostbusters stuff on the chair over there. I've done a lot of charity events with that car and dressing up. Like, oh, that's true. I never dressed up with a DeLorean, but I totally put the jumpsuit on for Ghostbusters all the time. Never thought. But you know what? I wouldn't do the whole, all the rest of it. I just throw the thing. I was like Venkman. I was like, okay, guys. So anyway, so the new movie came out, right? Over the break, it came out on home video. So we were able to finally see it. We don't go to the theater. We wouldn't have gone to the theater before, and we won't go now. It's just a pain in the ass and not that enjoyable of an experience for us.
Not worth it.
Not for us. So it came out on home video, and just like in 1984, they also put out a accompanying book of all of the behind the scenes making ofs. It's basically the special effects, the storyboards, early script drafts, and things like that. Casting photos. It's all sorts of really great stuff. And I highly recommend this book. So I'm going to say thank you to Mark Cohen for getting this as a gift for me for Christmas. I mean, genuinely, thank you. But if you're a Ghostbusters fan, the book is awesome. I don't want to spend too much time on it, but it's great. And like most things in this new movie, a tremendous amount of thought went into it. And it's really, really good stuff. So all sorts of great things. Check it out. And I believe it's available on Amazon. Ghostbusters Afterlife, the art and making of the movie. Now, if you'll allow me a moment, I'm going to go see what fell on the floor, and then we'll deal with that.
Oh, yeah, it's another book. It's another book. People keep it. Oh, jeez, there's all sorts of cool shit. Okay, all right, here we go. I'm good.
This was a gift from Darren Martinelli up at Newcomb's, and we'll talk about Newcomb's in a minute. Since I'm looking at the shirt here, it all comes. This was just a coincidence. It's a Rally Hot Wheels, right? Rally 914, the Hot Wheels deal. But the funny thing was he gave it to me the day after I had seen and posted a picture of the real one. Marco had the real one over at TLG for a little bit that that Gunner Racing had built, Gunner Jeanette. And it was just funny. And plus, we'll just add it to the Hot Wheels collection in here. I guess I collect Hot Wheels.
That's
now.
That's awesome.
It is what it is. So there's that. This was from Danny, some guy. You said this would arrive. You said you were someplace and you sent these out. Zwart says, ha. Jez says, hi, too. Thanks. Thank you, Jeff Zwart. Anyway, we got it. I covered our address with this tape here because that's inappropriate. But but there you go. Thank you, buddy. Thank you for thinking of us and sending an old school postcard. Oh, it was at Commodity. So this must be from All Makes Welcome, probably, right? Probably says that somewhere. I bet it is. Those guys are great down there. Sound like it. Jay loves everybody. I do. I do. I'm grateful to still be alive at this point. There's some things I didn't think we'd have gotten this far. I thought we'd have had to drive that yellow car off the cliff by now, and we haven't. So we're still fighting another day.
Still here.
There we go. And the last thing, this was a cool thing. When Magnus was over recording VO for his new show called The Big Thing. Not the next big thing. His next show is called The Big Thing. His old show is The Next Big Thing. But the new show, his next show, is called The Big Thing. Anyway, look at this cool thing. It's a printing of his Urban Outlaw book, except, and this will look right on Instagram, even though it's wrong to the rest of us, it's in Japanese. It's for the Japanese market. Oh. So you have to read it backwards. To the Ryans, not sure if you can read Japanese, but this could be my my big in Japan moment. My big in Japan moment. Cheers, Magnus Walker. 112. That's hilarious. So it's cool stuff, but it's you know, it's backwards. And you have to be able to read that. And I can't, but I think it's very cool. It's going to be cool on the shelf. It's a neat collector's item. I think it's so cool he's doing all this stuff. Is that it? I feel like I'd like another sip of water, I'll tell you that. All right, so Betty White was the first one, but Peter Bogdanovich, Sidney Poitier, huge.
That's
Sidney
a big
Poitier,
one.
Huge, huge. He was royalty. I think he was actually, was he actually a sir? If not, he was treated as royalty, certainly. Correct. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't know, but it doesn't matter now.
Oh, okay. Kazman says, dropping as we speak. If it comes through here, I'll play it on here. That would be very funny. I don't expect that to happen, but... Oh, especially because they updated Dropbox, and now I don't know how to use it again. Oh, no. No, I don't want to sort by... Oh, gosh, no. Get out of it all. Get out of it all. Oh, now that's easier. Nope. For another time. There's another show on Thursday. We should tell you about that. Assuming all goes well with travel and the COVID situation, Bart
Kuykens
will be here on Thursday. I continually want to say Kuykens. There's no reason. He's told me. The man himself has told me it's, you know, Kuykens. I think I have a resistance to even starting a word with that way. I think perhaps that's it. Kuykens, so I'm trying to, you know, I can say Kuykens. Kuykens doesn't bother me. Kuykens. Hey, lady! Kuykens. What's a gherkin? Is that a pickle?
Pickle,
yeah. Sorry. What's a gherkin? Dropping as we speak, Coraline wanted to also say when you're watching Harry Potter that you call it Harry Potter night. Oh, gosh. I mean, all right, I will, but that won't happen. So. Hilarious callback, though, back to what This Is the End, the premiere for This Is the End. And this is a true story, too. I don't like those Harry Potter movies. But it turns out that the girl from Harry Potter is in that movie, in This Is the End. And I sat next to her at the premiere. I had my beautiful wife on one side, and I had my beautiful Hermione on the other side.
My God.
It's a true story.
I totally forgot about that.
I think at the Chinese theater, at Grauman's Man's, whatever the shit it's called these days, Chinese theater.
Yeah, but it's a big deal.
In fact, it definitely was because the thing was at the Roosevelt after. And so it was across the street.
Right.
That was the one we walked, I think. everybody walked across the street, didn't
it? It was so much faster to do that. We did both before, but it's so much faster.
We ended up, we were like, why would we shuttle over when we could just, we could walk there?
We had police and studio people to block the street, like, just get them over there. And don't drive
around. Stop making everybody so important. Nobody's important. None of us are important. I mean, you are.
Yeah, I am. But
oh, wheelchair is important. But like people, just regular celebrity is not any more important than anybody.
They're not. And they stop wanting to feel precious after a while. So
especially your crew, comedy people, they see through
it. Oh, yeah. They did not want it ever, let alone by the end.
So many of your guys like to drive. Craig was the only one who really liked the car service. But like a lot of those guys, like Seth always drove himself, Seth Rogen, like people didn't even want like that element of it. Like, just tell me what time and where to be.
There was that. And then enough of them found out that the drivers would call ahead to where they were going and alert the.
Oh, yeah. That was part of their deal.
And yeah, they got paid by whoever they called, like whatever rag they were working with. And
yeah,
they didn't want that.
Pain in the ass. Pain in the ass. Damn pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Sidney Poitier. There was another one. Let's see. Who just somebody just recently? Oh gosh, Bob Saget. That was the other one. Bob Saget, huge. That took me by surprise.
Me too.
He's one of those people I never really, I never bumped into him. I saw him at the Laugh Factory a couple times when I first moved out here, but I never worked with him. And then the closest thing was that night I spent with Dave Coulier in where's the Arch, St. Louis. With Joe Buck, and here's my life. I'm in St. Louis with Joe Buck staying at his house, and he takes us to a blues game, and we sit right at the glass with the host of some radio show, and then afterwards we were up at the stadium club or whatever the hell it is at the blues stadium, whatever that is. By the way, these were the drinking days, so holy crap. I mean, I was obliterated. Ugh, so stupid. But anyway, one thing led to another. Dave Coulier was there. Then it was like, oh, well, all the famous people are in one place, and Joe knew Dave, and Dave knew Joe, so then we were okay, and then we all went out to some other place afterwards. Like, shit-faced. So shit-faced that when we got back to Joe Buck's house, he doesn't even know this. I'm sure he went straight to bed, but I went outside, like, I was terrified I was going to set the alarm off, but I went outside. I don't think I ever told you this. I went outside afterwards at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, whatever it is. In St. Louis, freezing cold wind, or freezing cold weather in the winter, whatever. And I go outside to smoke a cigarette, because when I used to drink, I used to smoke, because that's a good idea. I go, well, if you're already being unhealthy, what the hell? It was another one of the things in my life that I started to try to get my friends to stop, and it didn't work, like drinking, and it didn't work. So anyway, now I'm drinking and smoking, because my friends are awesome. But now I'm at Joe Buck's house, so I go outside to smoke a cigarette after that crazy night I just told you about. And I got down to the end of the driveway, because I'm trying to be all respectful and everything, and I took like one or two drags of the cigarette, and then I was so wobbly that I go, oh, I don't need this. So I go to put it out, and then I couldn't. I would go, well, I don't want to leave it at the end of his driveway, so I'm like looking for a storm drain, and I went to go walk for one, and I was way too, keep in mind, I was not driving or anything, but I shouldn't have been this drunk. And I couldn't fucking walk. I ended up like, I don't know what I did, if I left it someplace or if I crumpled. I think I put it in my pocket, and I flushed it down the toilet. I think I went in the house, because I didn't want to leave it there out of respect. But I couldn't, it was like a wobble, like getting back to the house, I became the drunk guy from the movie. We're like, whoa, you know, whoa. Friggin' what the hell? All that because of cut it out. And by the way, I got drunk enough that I was doing that too and with Dave Coulier in photos and videos and everything. Cut it out. Like, oh, what a jerk. To anybody we used to work with, or to any former celebrity friends, or no, they'd still be celebrity, whatever the heck, to celebrity friends I ever had, I am so sorry for the drinking days. They call it spirits for a reason. Somebody else would take over. The life of the party would take over. Oh, Danbury Chai, I've got Jonesy here too. Yeah, we were just talking about you on the thing, but I don't think I can do it live unless, fuck it, we'll do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Oh, look at that. He did do it 2 minutes ago. All right. Well, I guess we're going to watch it here live, folks. All right. Oh, it's got a dent. Now, the hilarity of all this is they could have just joined the chat. We could have done that live if they just sent this and did it live. Kazman, if you're still here, make sure that Jonesy knows that when you guys come to visit, she can go to Hogwarts. Like, our pool looks up at Hogwarts. I know you know that, but I wonder if she knows that. And that if you guys go to Universal, she can go to Hogwarts. I mean, maybe we don't want her to know that.
Right.
Go back to bed!
That would be so exciting.
Oh, we tried to join. I'm sorry, buddy. There's a lot going on. Plus, you know, dead celebs. Bob Saget. Dave Coulier. And by the way, how about this for a tie-in and a callback? First guy to ever get me drunk, and I was duped. This guy. Danbury Chive right there. Do you want... it was like the Sunny D commercial. Do you want Pepsi? Purple juice or grape juice or orange drink? And I go, orange drink? What's an orange drink? He's like, you know, like Country Delight, you know, or whatever. It's not Country Delight. I mixed them up. Country Time, something Delight, Crystal Light, whatever the heck. And then I said, oh, yeah, like summer camp, like orange drink, like, you know, like summer camp. Like, yeah, I'll have that. In my mind, I'm thinking sugar water. No, it was like some alcoholic beverage. He slipped me a Mickey. This guy slipped me a Mickey. He was married to number one, right? Number one. We're on four now, but number one. And she, I can't remember. Were we playing Monopoly? Was it a Monopoly night? It was probably Star Wars Monopoly. How's that for another tie-in? Star Wars Monopoly. Oh, it's not a tie-in. It's just some more shit I don't like. It's not Harry Potter. Not even close. Sugar water. Yeah, I really did. I really did. Like in, yeah, sugar, water. Oh, yeah, oh, you're right about one thing. Oh, that's a lot of mouths to feed, Your Highness. Oh, 78 million of them. That is one of the best characters and performances of a movie of all time for me. It's Vincent D'Onofrio as that damn alien. When he's trying to pretend to get comfortable. Oh, God, he's hilarious. It's amazing. Just that's trying to get his ship to fly out of here.
Independence Day?
No, same thing. No, it's the one with the bugs. Men in Black.
Oh, I
guess they all have bugs. Well, whatever. Yeah, Men
I
in Black.
I love that one.
Men in Black.
I knew that was Vincent D'Onofrio. That character is so funny.
God, he's wearing an Egger suit.
So funny.
Oh, man. Well, I went down some memory lanes I didn't mean to with Cut It Out. Gee whiz. Well, I guess we still have time. There's a lot of... we spent a lot of time... When we weren't on the show, we were still working. A lot of stuff behind the scenes. A lot of logistical stuff, infrastructure stuff that we're not good at. And people have been helping us. So thank you very, very much to some guy, Danny, who's helping the missus with her... 501c3, 503c1, whatever her charitable organization. And then we figured out the structure of it all, which will be that whatever this is going to be called, and that will be up to her, and you will all know soon, whatever it's going to be called, that will be the entity that sort of produces this show and the things that we do, as well as her books, her essays, her reviews, all of the basically it'll become the publishing house for all of these things that theoretically will be making the world a better place. So we're very, very excited to have that figured out. With that, we will begin soliciting funds soon. There are new shows, actual shows. I don't mean like we're going to do another talk show, although we can do that too, because that actually is spun around. That's I'm going to come around to that. Actually, there will I just take that back. There 100% will be another talk show. Damn it. But you weren't supposed to know about it today. But once I said there wouldn't be one, I realized, why are you lying? You should just... This is where I need a producer to be like, no, no, stop. Yes, no, no. But real automotive show things, real stuff. Real things when it comes to marketing budget, promotion. I have hired another producer on this show by the naked, he's fully dressed, but he is up in Canada, by the name of Mike Chisholm. Mike Chisholm hosts his own show and is very good at that, but more than that, he is a wicked Letterman fan. That's huge. But he's very good at some stuff that I'm not very good at, and he very much would like to see this show become a success in all the ways, financially, socially, worldwide, culturally, no, like commercially, like all the things. He would like it to be a success. I think the idea of us being able to do things through your foundation will then allow me to not have to be that guy who is going to be a commercial success. It won't work that way. Your foundation will be the success, and this will be one of the little things that it produces. I think this thing will get very big once the whole ball starts spinning, especially once other people are supporting and then want to see where things go. You know what I mean? It happens very quickly. You've seen it happen for your own people.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Okay. Anyway, so all of those things are very, very real and happening. I don't want to go down them list by list on the show now or maybe even ever, but if you are interested, please reach out to me. When I say interested, I mean in being involved in any way, whether it's financially, that would be the biggest thing, whether it's time, effort, other energy. It's all very welcome, and we appreciate it. 2022 is the year that this becomes something. We weren't sure what we wanted it to be all this time. Every time we thought we knew what we wanted it to be, we would sort of get there and be like, oh, but this is available now, like so much further than we ever thought we would. So we never really found a landing spot. And now that we've talked to more people and you, the audience, and see what you like and the things that we can do for you sustainably, we're really looking forward to 2022 and all of the things. There are going to be some live shows. We are taking the show for sure to Marconi, and we are taking it for sure to Telefunken in Connecticut. The dates are still up in the air, but all of these things are happening. And there's just a lot. There's a lot right now. And it's a great time because we couldn't have made it another day. Once we're over this hump, and it's kind of crazy because people don't really even really ever know it or knew it, but like it's going to be one of those stories where like, holy cow, I had no idea it was that bad. I had no idea what they were dealing with when we thought they were dealing with just what we thought they were dealing with, which already seemed like a lot. I just can't wait. I can't wait to be able to share it all with you in 2022. Yeah. There's a lot of great stuff happening. Sean Winograd, I think, is going to be helping us out. There's a lot of great stuff. The gravity is strong and very, very positive. We've got some positive slime amassing underneath our streets. Because hell, hell, the Ghostbusters. How do you feel? Let's talk about that a little bit, since we just talked about the foundation and the up-and-comings and things that are going to be happening in 2022.
I'm in a lot of pain, but I have been thinking about this. I always sound so wah-wah, like such a bitch, and I don't mean to. It's just I'm never good. So I don't have a positive answer to that question ever. And it's not because I'm like, it's like my body's falling apart. So it doesn't feel good. So I'm preoccupied with that so I can function. And that makes me really negative. So I have to work really hard to be positive. So I'm not good, but I'm fine.
Our cat is very old. This is going to, it's going to come back to her. I was like, weekend at Bernie's. My aunt is very sick. Our cat is very old. And therefore, I have been sleeping on the floor with the cat, like in the living room sometimes, right? Whatever. It makes the cat very happy. We don't have a whole lot of time left. Whatever. Last night at 2:30 in the morning, the cat and I were woken up by the television in the other room because you were wide awake. Now, when you say you can't sleep on the show, you mean you don't sleep.
I mean, I literally can't fall asleep ever.
So you hadn't fallen asleep till 2:30 when I came in there and talked to you?
No.
And then I saw you this morning and I said, oh, I'm so sorry about the thing. It wasn't about the noise. It was, I said, oh, you know, watching Netflix at night is really, leaving it on when you're in bed is not good for your brain. You know, I mean, you don't need to study. It's just, you can't really rest. But I didn't realize that you simply couldn't go to sleep. So I saw you in the morning and I said, did you sleep at all? And you said, no. I mean, like a couple minutes here and there, but that's it, maybe.
No, and I'm used to that. So I know how to deal with it. So my pot switched and that's really messing with my head. So there's a lot that I'm keeping track of and keeping my brain occupied with TV that I'm not really watching, but I can hear is sometimes helpful.
To drown it out.
Yeah.
But that tells me that maybe you, it drowns the
pain is really loud because your thoughts become like, oh, I can't move my legs. Like you get stuck in sheets and that becomes what you think about. And when you're trying to fall asleep, that's not helpful.
Gosh. I appreciate you sharing with people. Seriously. That's good for people to hear. I mean, it's terrible for you to go through, but it's good for you to share and for people to hear.
I'm looking at it that way because there's no other way. Like, it is what it is. But like someone the other day was like, oh, you can just sleep when you get on the mountain. I'm like, first of all, I don't want to. And second of all, no, I can't. So yeah.
If I drove slowly down the mountain, could you sleep? Oh, no.
Nope. I can't sleep when I'm solid state in my bed, lying prone. So it's nice to be out and driving around.
Man, well, I mean, you must have been a real asshole in a previous life or something. Like, nobody deserves this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really must have accumulated some bad shit because no one deserves this. It should get better now for you.
I must have, and I think, believe it will, and I have to go through this so I can tell other people what it's like.
Wow. And that's your mission now?
Yes.
Well,
here, do we have one of these? I think there we have a, we do have an applause. I think I took it out because I thought it was stupid. The chicken out. I go, we never use the rooster. Oh, no. Sorry. I guess I didn't do this, of course.
That's not the one you want. Oh, sorry. You probably feel like you hear that. That probably sounds like you feel.
Yeah.
This is probably the real one.
I used to. I'm trying to be more positive.
We have a request. We have a request for bubbles from our friend over here at Topless Targa. So allow me to, I will go to the wide shot here, and I will give you this, and I will put the bubble machine on. Oh, there we go. Now we have bubbles. Oh, no, that's not where they are. Here, where are they? Here. And we'll turn it back around. There we go. There are the bubbles. Yeah, the bubbles. Is anyone actually entertained by the bubbles? Like, I genuinely love the bubbles, even though I'm aware that most people are probably sick of the bubbles by now. But if you're actually here, the bubbles are magic. Do you agree? The bubbles, it's like a happy button.
They are, but I really like watching you get enjoyment out of it.
Well, that's, yeah, okay. Well, hopefully you're not alone.
I'm not. I just have a good eye.
Well, you do, yeah. You were able to always able to spot talent. So let's get the estimated earnings: 9 badges, $26.56. Thank you so much. I don't know how do you do this. Who do I talk to? I guess it's these people. Thank you so much for the badges. We need stinking badges. Thank you for the badges. We need some stinking badges. That is a very dated reference, also from a movie that is also probably horribly politically incorrect. The Cleavon Little, it's Mel Brooks. I know that, and Gene Wilder, and your family loves it. I never actually really found it that funny. It's kind of before me. Young Frankenstein, I think, is the first one I thought was funny of the Mel Brooks.
I don't know.
You do. It's the Western one, Cleavon Little, and shoot, you guys know.
There's a divide in my family of shit I don't know about that they think is very funny.
Let's see what you guys. What's the Western one? The Mel Brooks Western one. With the
Blazing Saddles.
That's it. Good job. You knew it. I knew you knew it.
I didn't watch it with them.
No, but like your Uncle Rick thinks it's hilarious. Oh, yeah, your dad thinks it's funny. It never did it for me as much as other people. Oh, Topless Targa, thanks. Man, these badges are awesome. This is amazing. It's genuine. This is the first money we've ever made on this show. other than now it is time to tell you with great sincerity. Once I bring the... There we go. There it is. Oh, I forget I can do this. I got my little buddy here. I got my little buddy, and this is way easier. See, we're just out of practice is all. Hey, hello. Oh, hey, how's it going over there? And then we have these people here. Oh, this is much easier. Why don't I just... I'll just hang on to this. I don't know if I reach in there. Oh, well, that's why. All right, well, stuff to figure out in the new year. you guys are amazing. You're amazing. And congrats on that car, by the way, which is really coming together. Hank on camera 4 says, by the way, Hank on camera 4, now we'll cut to you. Ow! Jeez! No. Hank on camera 4. Ooh, that was right in the spot you don't want it to be. Hank on camera 4 says, it will now be a 7-minute short film. Oh, shit. You guys are amazing. Thank you. I wonder what he means. The bubbles? Or me? Or you?
I don't know.
I don't know either. All right. They say all that separates men and boys is the coverage for their toys. St. Clair Insurance has coverage for your toys. What kind of toys, Mrs. Ryan?
Collector cars.
That's right. Collector cars. We're talking about collector cars today, but we could be talking about anything. You got airplanes. You got a helicopter. You have some heavy equipment, a bulldozer for your yard. Front end loader, back loader, backhoe. What? Excuse me. Getting comfortable in my seat here. Anyway, St. Clair Insurance can insure all of those toys for you, as well as the home, as well as the business. All of those things are insurable. St. Clair Insurance shops the top providers, so you get the best coverage. I'll tell you, the Hagerty is a good one too. They got the Hagerty, so if you like the Hagerty, you can get it through St. Clair. And if you already have the Hagerty, I highly recommend switching over to Jeff Sinclair, because he can then be your rep through the thing, and you don't need to go through the 800 number. It becomes a really good thing, a lot easier, and as you can tell, a lot more informal. If I were you, I'd go to coverageforyourtoys.com, coverageforyourtoys.com,
coverageforyourtoys.com,
and say hello to Jeff Sinclair. Tell him we said hi. You saw it on Late Night Playset. A burrito, Blazing Saddles recut for 2022. A burrito, both. You guys are amazing. It will be. All right. Yep. What's a burrito? A burrito? Yeah, a burrito. If you want to insure, if a burrito is your toy that you want to insure, here's the thing. Everything can be insured, right? So if you've got a collectible burrito that's very important to you, that's sentimental value. You can put a dollar on that because Hagerty does agreed value policies. Do you see where I'm going with this? You need to call coverageforyourtoys.com. Or go to Google first and then... They'll get you eventually over to coverageforyourtoys.com and Jeff Sinclair, and he'll take care of you. That's what's going on. The Bubble Tree people are amazing, but they don't give us any money, although it is time for more bubbles, so I do need to talk to them and just let you know that the best bubbles in the world are made by Bubble Tree, the American bubble company. We need more. We need more in the new year. I filled it up before we went on break. I filled it, I guess, for the Magnus show. It was our last show. Before the Christmas. The Christmas. and it's still working, but I haven't, you know what I mean? Like it's, whatever. We need some more. That's what's going on. All right. So the Not A Show is over. Here we go. We've caught up. Do you feel like we've caught up? A lot of things have gone on. We'll do more. I'll tell you more about Breakfast Club and whatever next week. On Thursday. And maybe more on the... new productions that you now have an opportunity to get involved with. Viewer mail, we did. Thanks to everybody. Books, lots of books. And I got that car. It's good stuff. Thanks, everybody. And, and then Bart is here on Thursday. Bart is going to be here on Thursday, and we have a giveaway that day. His new book, he sent two copies, one for us and one to give away to you, the audience, okay? So make sure you stay tuned on Thursday, and we're going to give it away live on the air.
I'd love
that. Yeah. It's great. It's a beautiful book. I'll tell you more about that on Thursday. That's it. Always thanks to our friends at Auto Kennel and our friends at TLG. Better Call Paul and Come On Home, respectively. And that's it. Thank you to you. Thank you, audience. Thank you, everybody out there. Thank you, Carissable and TRJ911 and Painted Dash and everybody who has been loving us while we have figured out what this is going to be. Now that we know what it can be, we're going to push it out there. And it's thanks to you. It's thanks to you guys letting us know that we were good enough to do it. So our confidence was in the way a long time, as was the lack of ability to do this very well.
Yeah. That's fair.
And I believe that you guys are the ones that helped us over those humps, both of us, individually and collectively. So grateful. Really, really grateful.
Thank you.
Yeah, looking forward to the future. This is going to be really fun. Now that we know how to do this, like, I don't need to stress out about it, and we can just do it, and it's going to be really, really fun. So we love everybody out there. I love you. We love you. Please love one another, and don't take life too seriously, okay? It can end like that. We're losing people, like, left and right. Just hang in there. Love each other. It's that simple. All right? More that keeps us together than divides us. Love you. Love everybody. See you out there. Yada, yada, yada. Bye-bye.